And maybe post Merry Hitmas, you're looking to, once the tree's up,
yes,
let's watch a Christmas movie.
It's a fantastic idea.
We're very smart here. And
that's
the
a stretch. Yeah. That is a stretch.
True. Someone much smarter than us with a lot more knowledge about what Christmas films we should be most excited for is Justin Hill, the streaming service you can hear on Listener. He joins us right now. Merry Christmas,
now,
Justin.
Don't call me smart and don't tell lies because that will get you on the naughty list and you know that.
I'm trying to get back on the good side.
I do like the idea though, like once we've done the show today, we're on till six, like once we've all got our trees up, turn the radio off or whatever, put a Christmas movie on.
Yeah.
What's the top of the Christmas nice list when it comes to movies this year, mate?
Well, look, I've got a nice and a naughty list for you. So nice list is definitely Spirited, starring Ryan Reynolds and Will Ferrell. It's on Apple TV Plus. It's so good. But this is a story that we know already because it's the Charles Dickens A Christmas Carol, but it's like a modern take on it. So we've already had like the 80s movie Scrooge. There's been a Muppets version of it. This one is where Will Ferrell plays the ghost of Christmas Present and he has to kind of like help his Scrooge, which is Ryan Reynolds, and a very handsome Scrooge, if I do say so myself. He has to help him be a good person. And there's so many musical numbers in it. And also, too, if anyone out there is listening and you've already watched it, if I say good afternoon to you, then you're going to be giggling as you listen to your radios today because there's a huge joke in it and it's absolutely worth watching just for that.
I am so excited for this one.
Little Easter egg there. I think it's Will's first big foray back into Christmas, probably since Elf.
Yeah, exactly.
So. Yes, and there's a few Elf references, and they have a bit of a joke about it. And, like, you know, it's. I mean, they're both trying to be Mariah Carey. It's just so good.
So that's on Apple TV Plus.
Yes, that one's on Apple TV Plus. And I've got a naughty one for you that you might want to hate watch. How about, can I give you that one?
Please.
I love talking about hate watching something during our magical Christmas spectacular, Merry Hitmas.
Absolutely.
But hit us with it.
Okay, so you might remember a little actress by the name of Lindsay Lohan.
Yes.
I don't know if you know. Yeah. So she had a very popular music career as well. I'm tired of rumors starting and all that.
I love rumors.
Oh, so good. But she has made her comeback onto the big screen via Netflix in a movie called Falling for Christmas. And, guys, it's kind of like the Christmas present we were never supposed to get. Like, you kind of open it and you go, oh, thanks so much. But the thing is, it's so bad it's good. Like, it's, you know, she plays a very rich heiress who has an accident while she's skiing, forgets who she is, and she eventually falls in love with her rescuer, who is played by Cord Overstreet from Glee. I mean, it's got so many great moments in it and, you know, like some jokes. Lindsay actually does a Mean Girls reference in it too where she performs Jingle Bell Rock, which you might remember that song.
Of course. Yeah.
And she does the whole thing with great hair, you know, but like that's obviously the most important thing. But I also do feel like Lindsay Lohan's Christmas present this year was auto-tune. I mean, I'm just going to say that.
Wow, someone is grinchy today.
I'm scrooging it up, guys.
Now, Justin, settle the debate for us. I know you've talked about some new films coming out, but the Christmas classics, the ultimate debate, is Die Hard a Christmas film, yes or no?
Absolutely, without hesitation. And also, so is Gremlins as well.
Oh, yeah.
I won't hear another thing about it. They are absolutely Christmas movies.
No debate there, Bronte.
Oh, I was going but apparently not.
The host of the streaming service podcast, straight to the top there. You can get that every Thursday on Listener. Justin, Merry Christmas, mate. And thank you for joining us on Cliff Arm Bronte's Merry Hitmas.
Oh, Merry Hitmas to you guys. I can't wait to see your trees and what you're putting up. And I'll be hate watching, you know, that Lindsay Lohan movie with you. Don't you worry.
See you, Juzzy. Big love.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.